It's praise time. Vicki goes first.
8 years ago today, I made the second smartest decision.
Got a buffalo.
What was the first?
Thank you.
Got a bird for
you. Thank you.
As long as I've ever been married. What's the first?
Amen. Christ. All right. Who else has praise?
Well, so Des had, I call him, a bunch of favors to get moved to a lighter duty during the trip
day
on Sundays for now. At the base. But in the meanwhile, we've got a letter from the PA paid to go to school. So she'll be doing the same thing.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Then she can quit Kroger.
Cool.
Thank you for praying for my two kids that are in Austin that gripe when I talk about God. Last night I was talking to Zach on the phone, and I'd already talked to him for a couple of hours, and anyway, he called me. And so after we talked for a while, I said, I really need to go. I've got to do the PowerPoint for the message. Okay, and I said, you want me to read it to you? And he goes, yeah. And he said, well, I never heard that before. Never heard that before. That's really good. That's really good. He said that so directly. Like, it was just, and then he was wanted to look up Pistuo, so he looked in a bookmark that, and I'm like, where's my son that gripes every time I tell him? And then it was awesome.
Who else?
In 2 more days, one of my best friends that the Lord brought to my life, that is, and I love her, and I'm so glad I only wish I'd known her all of those years instead of just a few that I have.
What?
2 days, so you're the 12th?
Yeah.
And,
Oh, my, I think I know which one it is.
Yeah,
or not. Oh, when is this? What day is this?
Rejoice in that. Taking you out? Yes, okay.
There you go.
There you go.
I'll still be here.
I had a praise this week. It was the smoothest water I've seen in 10 years. Never caught a single one. But we caught the biggest grouper we've ever caught. It was about 4 foot long. This one was. The weight wasn't that much, like 36 pounds. Nathan caught that one. I caught the personal best championship ling ever caught off the boat. 56-pound monster. On a little bitty light rod that took about as almost, it was, but it was painful. Boy, my back was killing, but it was really an awesome trip. It was a great trip. And could all of you who hadn't been there, it would have been better, but other than that, that doesn't even count, though. That thing, the first fish I caught was a bull shark. He's a little over, probably 8 foot, 9 foot, something close thing was, that mouth is like, man, I can't even think about that. That's nasty. We caught some mahi-mahi. We caught grouper. We caught ling, which is, cobia is the other name for them. They're every one of them. All really good eating, everything we caught. So, go ahead, Josh.
Had a great time with the kids. All went out that ditch. So that's a phrase.
We had to park 3 vehicles illegally next to us. That's why I was like, park over here where all the yellows are.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, they did anyway.
We got out without her losing her
tail. Actually, the best part, this is a separate praise, but a fishing trip was the, I set up a set of Bible classes with her. So, that was the Lord's setup. Nona, what's your praise?
My praise is I don't have to listen to my doorbell.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy fix, just take the wire off. Oh, you could have. I could have walked you through it, but I didn't realize how low it was. My eye level, anyway, not your eye level.
I would have to climb to the...
We got it done, so it was good. Jerry, what's your praise?
Terrible weight, and then it just came through in the end. That kind of stuff happens all the time. And then also for another...
Amen.
Be good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But often it has been said, about seldom early, but never late. So, you know how the Lord does things a lot. Karen, what's yours?
My praise is I was able to do, and I really enjoyed the fellowship.
Amen. It was good. We had a great home team Tuesday, a large attendance. It was good. We got some new folk, new Christians, and it's good to see the whole thing. Then to see them get involved in serving the Lord and adds amazing on top of one to watch God do what he does in the lives of his children. That's you that we're talking. Vicki's got another one.
Well, that reminded me about my answered prayer. And that
yeah, that's he, one of them was about
it.
That's your answer. Praise.
I had a really good visit with my granddaughter, Mackenzie, before this night.
Amen. Nora?
Didn't get tired. There's a girl on my bus that got into a fight. I started fights every day. And they did everything they could to get me fired. But
amen.
Father, grace of God.
Anybody else?
Jehovah's being, planning on being here today for church.
Wonderful.
So she's been talking to me all morning. She should be here.
Excellent.
So I'm real excited about that.
Yeah, it sounds like God's got some plans. See how that goes. Anybody else? You're going to love today's lesson in Proverbs. These next couple of scripture topics. We had ended up with him giving bread to eat. And I thought that was neat because it said give him bread to eat. Didn't say anything about lamb chops. Bread. And if he's thirsty, give him water to drink. Didn't say anything about Budweiser or anything. Wine, bread and water. And, you know, that's kind of basic. Now, I don't know if that's because that you're being good to him by giving him bread and water. I'm not sure, but either way, he's not going to be happy as a punishment of some kind. And the Lord, the best part is that the Lord, and that's cool. Cool. Now, verse 25, and we will be there probably the rest of the month. This next one, after I really took a definition of every word, what it's talking about, and I'm pretty sure I got it. It's the fact that wind driveth away rain. Now, if God says the north wind driveth away rain, then guess what driveth away rain? So doth an angry countenance a backbiting tongue. What the Lord tells it. What's a backbiting? Running down somebody else, talking bad. That's what he's talking about. I think we've in life that we all pretty much know that if you can't say, just shut up. You know, just edify or
shut up.
We know that's right. Start talking trash about somebody to you. You know, you don't want to offend them. You don't want to. Right to do. An angry countenance. What's your countenance? An angry countenance drives away. If somebody's talking trash about something you do, you know how to look angry?
You might look concerned.
Really? No, that's angry countenance.
Not happy.
You do know how to have an angry countenance.
I'm sure I have one for kids.
Yeah.
I like a scout.
You know, we're going to, it's hard to have an angry countenance in here when we're talking about it. You've seen an angry countenance before.
Oh, I guarantee everybody's had an angry countenance.
Well, you may have to. That's a run. But, Vicki?
A person that's gossiping wants to talk to someone and they're not interested in what that they have to say and that it upsets you, they're not going to talk to you.
I've said, you know, I've suggested, you know, the hand, but I had never noticed until this week use an angry countenance to deal with that. How about that? It's a terrible thing to get angry or to be angry.
Or not be smiling.
And when smiling is not the fitting thing to be doing.
Yeah.
That time, here we are. Bob?
And the scripture comes right back with, be angry with the seed. Run in line with what you're saying. Not angry at the person, but angry at the situation for that person getting a loose lip and going blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It was hate the sin, but love the sinner.
Yeah. Well,
hard to do.
You know, there are several things. Somebody starts doing that. Somebody starts talking to you. Talk to you, they will wind up in this. What can you do, Josh? Just, what?
That's what I do. Change the subject.
Change the subject.
If they're turning them down,
I just say this is starting to sound a lot like gossip. We need to change the subject.
Yep, let's go talk to that guy. Let's bring him in and figure this out.
Okay. Remove yourself from the situation. That's not. That's a good.
I know on the bus, I've had situations where somebody says he called me a B. I said, why did you see him? And they said somebody used the N word. I said, you call him a nincompoop. You know, it's around Christmas time. We can say fruitcake. You know, and usually that takes the whole situation.
Well, I'm going to try God's method to see how it works out. I'll let you know. We'll see how it goes. You really want to spend a lot of time on this verse.
There's a lot of gossip.
Verse 24.
All right, Jerry. I love verse 24. Very straightforward.
I know you love verse 24. Of the housetop. Then with a brawling woman in a wide house. A lot of old voices with amen going on right there.
The sign with
man. Well, wait a minute. Where is that? Where is that verse? Show me the verse.
No, but it's the same way, though.
You're sure? General This word. All right. First of all, what's it talking about? The corner of the housetop.
Far away as you can get, hard to get to.
That was actually pretty good. Far away as you can get and hard to get.
Hard to get to.
Far away. I like that definition. Far. Brawling.
Yeah. Could be.
That's what it says. It says brawling.
That's what.
Or physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the Hebrew word is midyan, and it means a cry for contention. So it's not necessarily fists.
Not all of them together.
Yeah. Okay. I would ask. Matter of fact, I'm almost afraid to ask. With this.
That might be backbiting.
Let's just say that we probably. Well, first of all, is this only from the perspective of a man? No. It doesn't say it's better for a man to dwell in the corner. It says it's better to dwell in the corner of the house. When homicide is contentious or brawling or involved in a lot, who's affected?
Everybody.
What's the only thing? If mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
You know, it refers to here, 1913, father and the contentious wife are a continual dropping. Which is
same term, same thing. It could get really crowded in.
Or it could be a brawling and contentious
young woman. It could.
Or a child. It could even be a.
It could be a grand. There's some grandmas like that too.
Grandmas.
I don't want to really. I don't want to pick this to death, but. I'm not asking for the sound. I'm asking you to describe.
My
focus is on you.
Of happiness?
There's a lot of different reasons that a woman might be in.
Frustration.
It's,
can't get
home.
Josh?
A lot of times a woman would be unhappy because the husband's not doing his TV all day drinking beer. Wife's not going to be happy with
it. That's right.
Especially if she don't like football.
Yeah, there you go. Put that on the box.
Okay. All right. Is it possible that, maybe we just better move on. I don't know. Huh?
What specific answer are you looking for?
I'm not really looking for one. I'm sort of looking for a brawling woman. Is she just a mean?
She's just looking for
She's unhappy?
Yeah. Maybe she's just stressed out, aggravated, and lashes out. Not that I have any experience
with that. Not that you have any experience.
Well, a
contentious
woman could be upset.
And my sister-in-law called me a rape baby in the store.
Hold on. We got. Go ahead, Lisa.
So if there's something with my parents or mother-in-law or whatever that's not being discussed, kind of behavior would be pretty normal for somebody that's getting frustrated with a situation of what do they call it, the elephant in the room.
John?
Well, like in Genesis, it says that the wife did wool over her husband, so sort of a fight for leadership. Could be. Like, he's not being decisive, she might be.
Could be. In many cases, Peter was told of wives according to knowledge. As unto your, I know that ladies don't like, but it's, I don't think it's usually be talked is that women are made, created more emotional. And anger and strife and contention are bad. And it's not a wrong thing. It's how God designed it. It's why there are no women pastors, scripturally. It can't be led on emotions or feelings. It has to be led strictly. And nobody can live their life without emotion, but the Lord's not going to put up with according to somebody's emotions. It's got to be led according. But the fact is that men and women are, and in most cases, there are situation, and men are not known to be very good at that.
That's another. I was just thinking another way to say verse 24. If she wants to fight, stay away.
I think that might be. All right. Look at verse 23. They're two whole different subjects. But once you start digging, an angry, a brawling woman, contentious woman, it's going to be the tongue.
Yeah, but I thought you said that brawling woman wasn't
necessary. Well, backbiting actually is a broad, more broad definition that we're talking about, you know, what to do if somebody comes up to you and do it. But when it's a backbiting tongue in a home, it's aimed at the other person in the home. Now, if you get off your butt off that couch and lay off the beer, you know, sometimes there's real, in the literal sense, secret place, covering shelter, hiding. Bob, go ahead.
Okay. I'm right up on further down. I went back up. I went up to verse 15. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue. When the husband wants to get a new fishing rod or a white cleaner, and both of them are right in their own
thing.
Well, into what a woman would want. Let me sell it to you. This thing will, if you put it down in the middle of the room, it'll just have suckling fresh and everything, just like that. Now, this fishing rod, and both of them are right. The finances are not there. Sorry, I'm out though. So, you know, let's just stay steady to the goal. It is to at least have a roof over our head. I don't think it's a fishing rod, but you're gonna have what you need. That's going to, you would have to, you know, on both ends, really, just suck it up from you. We're at the hip. We're there. And just so, rather than, you know, like, abstain, say, okay, look, I'm going to take a rush out. I'm whatever. And, you know, the wife goes to her mother. Good thing. Y'all, everything is going to come right back to the center. And nose to nose, and it's, you're just going to have to deal with it.
I know why he's talking about the vacuum cleaner. The White House. It can't keep it clean. It's too much.
Singles have to worry about that.
Or you could go on eBay or Marketplace and get something.
It doesn't say go away. It says go move. Get out of the immediate. Let it cool down. What is the tendency?
Do that.
If she's upset about something that you've done, and she tells yourself, and then she's going to come back, and you're going to come back, and you're going to come back, and it's going to. That never happens to y'all, of course, but that would be the case. That the answer to dealing with the strife, and I'm pretty sure that usually the part of it, if not all of it, it could be just a teen. I say, he said, your grandkids are your reward for not killing your teenagers.
Son, when you get older, get ready. You were a man. You were born wrong.
Yeah, you're never right. But this is, you know, this is one of those verses that here said, amen. So I know that's bottom line here is when that strife is going on, is Christine, I don't know, there are some mean women. And there are some men, there's all of that out there. But to remove yourself, to the verse, it just says, go to the house, corner of the house. Get out of the immediate and let it cool down. It's amazing cool down, Vicki.
Well, if all the verses are related, the following verse says, as cold waters to the thirst, good news about something else can distract you and take your mind off of what's going on. And that something really bad that they're not supposed to have, give them something else.
Isn't it just like a woman? I think it's a good idea. Okay, cold waters to a thirsty soul. How good is that? A far country.
Mm-hmm. We've heard good news from a far country.
Uh-huh.
Like a letter from your kid.
What else? You forget what it's like to get good news?
It's all bad news.
All bad news. Abraham. God will show you. And so he goes. Does he ever find that land?
No.
Here it is, right here. Faith also, Sarah received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child. This is Hebrews, past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and he multitude, as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. All these died, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them on the earth, for they that say such things declare plainly that truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to a better country, that is, in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called good news. What's the meaning of the word gospel? It's from a far country, as it were, waters to a thirsty soul. So it's good news. And I'm pretty sure the best news that you ever got.
Amen.
I don't know if that's all this is talking about, but it's just what I thought. Well, what could be the greatest good news? And there it is.
Could be within the United States. It could be anything, right?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it depends on if you're driving, walking, or flying. Yeah. Well, bad news from a far country does not refresh your...
July, you know, I was watching My Fair Lady, and the same night we watched in 65, but he's doing okay. The next guy got who had been in Germany, he was killed in an auto accident.
Let me give you an example of good news from a far country. Lisa's prayer was Zachary in their conversation, positive accepting of things, of talking about the Lord. From a far country. Let me tell you something. If you're on foot like Jesus was, all he says there.
Written on a bicycle is a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. Riding that bicycle that far. But. I'm going to have an exercise bike in their bedroom for 10 years, and it's got a mile and a half on it. Where they hang clothes.